Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Little Carlos Santana bringing us back. It's Uyo Kumbova. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please use it to your advantage. We got a lot of things there that will help you in your small business, whatever you got going on, you're happy about, you're frightened about, you're excited about, you're buying, you're selling, whatever you're doing, we got something you can read or listen to or watch there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. We have videos, that's right, every week, a different one, maybe two. And don't forget to take the poll question when you get there. We got a new question every week, too. We want to know what you think. Jamie Sutherland is here. He's with Xero, that's Xero.com. It's a cloud-based organization that helps small businesses get their financial affairs in order, their accounting, and aggregating a number of other resources that they have there. I encourage you to check them out. Jamie, thanks again for hanging out with us. We've known Jamie for a while now. We're talking about cloud-based capability. Let's talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly of cloud. Can we do that, Jamie? Because, you know, nothing is perfect, right? Except for me and you, Jamie. Everything else has got their flaws, don't they?
I like the way that sounds.
Yeah. Let's talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly of the cloud. The we've already talked about the good a lot because there's a lot of leverage. There's a lot of efficiencies. There's maybe even, you know, some significant money can be saved. Some new opportunities can be acquired. So the cloud can really give power to a small business. And I still say that more than any other sector, small business has benefited more from the cloud than anybody else. What do you think, Jamie?
Completely agree. Just from a cost standpoint, we've got, because the internet has allowed people to develop software from all over the world, we've had a democratization, I believe, in the building of this software,
and yep,
that's brought the price down completely. And so you've got access to enterprise-grade applications at a small business level. So definitely one of the biggest benefactors is the small business segment.
Right. So, all right, what would be not so much a disadvantage, but say a barrier or what would be something that would be a little bit of a detraction of the cloud? Let's peel this onion back and talk the truth.
Okay, so I'm a big advocate of the cloud, but some of the things that we hear where people are a little more reticent about picking up a cloud-based application is around security. But
yeah,
the fact of the matter is, you need to do your due diligence on the vendor that you're using and look at their security standards and understand that. And the answer that we give, which is a very simple one, is that our application is as good, if not better, as an online banking. So if you bank online, then you should be comfortable with using an application like Xero.
Before I started doing our online backup, it took me a while to get comfortable with somebody else having my stuff because of the security of that. And as you say, that's one of the things, is the security thing. And I do online banking now. I didn't in those days. So I'm just saying I had to get comfortable with the fact that my stuff was not just going to be on my desktop, right?
Right, exactly. But then it opens up so many doors. So the security is one thing, and you know, Xero, for example, is just as good as online banking, if not better. So it should be comfortable with that. But then once you've got your data online, you open up all those doors around access anywhere, anytime. Even just being connected to the internet, we talked a little about this a little bit before, was the capability to connect to other applications on the web and integrate those with your own application.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got data flowing back and forth. So you're not entering data into two different systems on your desktop. It's automatically flowing into one system.
Right. Another thing, you mentioned security. Another thing is confidentiality. And that's you know, being able to make sure that other people don't have access to your stuff. And confidentiality is different than a little bit different from security. By you know, it's a variation on security. But you want to make sure that somebody can't get into your files, and a competitor, for example, and read your proposals or whatever, right?
Yeah, I think that would fall in line with the same things around security, and you want to select your vendors appropriately. But in many cases, we've seen that cloud systems are even more secure than what people are doing mm-hmm. with their own desktop computers. So mm-hmm. You can imagine someone trying to hack into a desktop computer, then you're having the same issues, but you'd have worse issues with that, with the security around that, because then you have to control it, and you can pass on this to a cloud vendor. You're talking with people that actually know how to secure an application, whereas
right.
many times you're a small business at home, you don't have the wherewithal to make that.
Do you recommend people have a plan B for the with the cloud, that they have some kind of an alternative if the internet goes down? If you know, that's one of the disadvantages of the cloud. If the internet goes down, you're out of business if you're committed to the cloud, right?
Well, you can export information from your accounting or your
right.
cloud application at any point in time.
Right.
And you can do that.
Keep it on your hard drive, which I recommend, folks. We're just being honest about all this. Jamie Sutherland, thanks for being here with Xero. That's Xero, Xero.com. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.